Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, a giant mill complex from the Industrial Revolution is being reclaimed for today's new Green Revolution. First, this note on emerging science from Ian Gray.
A big glass of water. Fresh, clean, exactly the kind of water that most people in the world don't have. But a team of scientists at Rice University is developing a low-tech filter that could help remove at least one unwanted contaminant from drinking water. The prime ingredients? Iron rust, magnets, and olive oil. The widespread contaminant is arsenic, a natural metal in rocks and sediments that can leach into groundwater. Conventional ways of getting rid of arsenic are expensive, but the scientists from Rice say they've found a way to do it for cheap. To start with, the scientists combined rust with a fatty acid commonly found in olive oil to produce a special nanoparticle. They mix the small specks of rust into a liquid laced with arsenic. Arsenic naturally binds with other metals like iron, so the rust and arsenic stuck together. The scientists then planned to use a powerful magnet to pull the tiny particles out of solution, but what they found surprised them. The nano-rust particles amplified each other's magnetic interactions, so a relatively weak magnet, say a large refrigerator magnet, was able to do the job. Since the nanoparticles are inexpensive to produce, the technology could be a boon for developing countries where arsenic is a big problem, countries like Bangladesh and Vietnam. The scientists hope they'll be able to simplify the manufacturing process so that people in these countries can produce the nanoparticles themselves. People could then use a low-tech filter and magnet to remove the arsenic straight from their well water. I'll drink to that. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I am Ian Gray.